This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. No one does business like Comcast Business.
I'm Seema Modi, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung on Monday called for both labor and management rights to be respected as an 18-day strike at Samsung Electronics looms. Lee's remarks are the latest in a chorus of statements from government officials urging Samsung Electronics and its workers' union to reach an agreement before a planned strike set to begin on May 21st. A final round of talks between the union and Samsung's management was scheduled for today. More than 47,000 workers could participate in the strike, the union said. Meta is slated to start its latest round of layoffs this week, with a total of 8,000 projected job cuts. More layoffs are expected this year, including a potential round in August and another in the fall, according to people with knowledge on the matter. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg told employees about his plan in late 2022 to lay off 11,000 employees, in cuts that would later expand to 21,000 when he admitted that he overhired during the COVID pandemic. In other news, two leading players in the race to meet growing electricity demand from data centers have reached a deal. NextEra Energy will buy Dominion Energy in an all-stock deal valued at nearly $67 billion. Dominion is the utility responsible for powering the world's largest data center market in Northern Virginia, and NextEra is the largest utility in the S&P 500 by market value. The deal will create the largest regulated electric utility in the world with a market cap of $249 billion. That is all for today. We will see you back here tomorrow.
Powering 90% of the Fortune 500 with secure networking and advanced cybersecurity. When you add it all up, no one does business like Comcast Business.